Ziegler picked up more than 55% of the vote. She has stressed her nearly 10 years of experience on the bench and says she plans to keep doing so over the next 6 weeks. Ziegler says she thinks people value that background.
Well, it means that you have the understanding of how the decisions of the Supreme Court affect each and every one of us. They strike at our core values. You know, every single day I'm dealing with real people, real users of the court. The cases that rise to the state's highest court begin in courts like the one that I preside in.
Ziegler says she's also been a prosecutor and a private bar attorney. But Linda Clifford, who got about a quarter of yesterday's vote, says not being a judge is one of her strengths.
I think Wisconsin voters intuitively know that diversity of professional experience on the court makes for better decision-making, and that in 2007, the court would benefit more from a practitioner who offers 32 years of quality experience and leadership in the practice of law.
Clifford has been picking up more endorsements from labor groups and progressives, but she says she hopes the Supreme Court race is not partisan. Clifford says she plans to start spending money on commercials. Ziegler has been running ads, and conservative business groups like Club for Growth have been running ads on Ziegler's behalf. She says she hopes the independent messages stay positive. Madison attorney Joseph Summers finished third in yesterday's race. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.